Hey there, I'm Derek Wells, and I'm the host of Why Not You podcast. I'm a coach, speaker, and mentor, but it wasn't always like this. I had to grow myself before I could grow others. I started this podcast to inspire those who have amazing ideas to be intentional and proactive in discovering who they are and to take massive action to develop a plan to exploit those gifts. I'll take you on a journey to meet some extraordinary individuals who have incorporated systems and habits into their lives to reach personal fulfillment. You will feel empowered to take action to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to Why Not You. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, D. Wells. This is Why Not You, coming to you from the Why Not You studios in Sacramento. Yes, indeed. I'm excited about what's going on. This weekend, the fam and I were heading out to Orlando for the John Maxwell International Maxwell Conference. So that's going to be a good time. They got some good presenters lined up. It's going to be some good teaching. And whatever I take from this conference, I'm definitely going to share with you all. Because it's going to be outstanding. Quick question. I just want to know, like, have you ever been in a place where you actually felt like you had it all together? Later you actually found out that, man, I wasn't really prepared. I really wasn't really prepared to take on this assignment. You just needed to invest a little bit more time. Maybe it was like an interview or something. You just didn't take that time to do the necessary research, or just kind of go over your opening, your closing, did some role playing, whatever it might have been. But whatever it was, you just weren't prepared. And so, question that I have is, have you ever been in a place where you thought you might have been on track, but you actually discovered that, you had it all wrong. Because you just weren't prepared. And, I remember a time when I thought I was, actually doing something for God. I thought I was in the right place. I thought I was good to go. I later found out that when I was called upon, I was not ready to go. And it had to do a lot with, just following my own agenda and trying to impress God. And I really wasn't in a position to impress, because one thing, you just can't impress God no matter what anyway. And so here I am going down this path, and God was like, did I tell you to do that? Did I tell you to go in that direction? No, I didn't. And so like all this energy and enthusiasm I had was here and gone, all because I just faced these continuous challenges. And one, I wasn't operating in a space that I was ready to operate in. And so I really had to learn pretty quickly that I need to invest in myself. I need to take time. But also I had to learn that, look, my existence is not here for myself. And so I had to, ask some hard questions and seek, and so it reminds me, it just takes me to that passage in Jeremiah where God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. You will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart. Yes, indeed. There's some promises that God has for you and I. And no matter what God has promised, you won't get it unless you're obedient and you're prepared. You have to prepare yourself. Invest in Him, invest in yourself, having faith in Him and in yourself. And just because you believe in God and you believe in yourself doesn't mean that, things just gonna fall into your lap. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a good person or you work hard. Some people think all they have to do is think these great thoughts and pray and get around people who are doing amazing things, and it's just gonna rub off on them, like it's gonna rub off on them like osmosis or something. Like, okay, here I am, I'm close to this person who's pretty successful, and I'm hanging around these group of people. Meanwhile, you're not taking no kind of action whatsoever. That's not gonna happen. And thank God it won't happen, because all you would do is cheat yourself and cut your learning curve without putting any kind of work or stretching yourself. All you'd be doing is just circumventing the process so you can actually have like this immediate gratification, and you're not learning anything. And so God's desire for us is just to follow his lead, so we can live a life of happiness with a bright future. Not to cause us harm. It's us and what we do with our free will that actually wrecks our lives and others. It takes us off course. And so hope and this future blessing actually comes from God, and he wants us to have it. He wants to help us achieve this lifestyle. God's not, he does not have no intentions whatsoever to hurt us. His intentions are to help us. And I just want you to think about, like, if you created something, you actually care about it. You've invested your interest in this, whatever it is that you created. So you just think about, here, God has created you in his image. And so he cares. He's invested in you. He wants you to be the bomb, just like whatever it is that you want to invest in, you want it to be the bomb. You want it to flourish, and you want it to do well, and you want it to live above your own expectations or its expectations, however you see it. So, you know, how do you manage those thoughts? How do you manage your actions and your time and how you're interacting with others to dictate the outcome of your life? How are you actually just thinking about whatever it is that you've created or want to create, and all that God wants for you at this present moment in time? Because it's real. Whatever it is that you're seeking, whether it's personal fulfillment, happiness, these ideas and dreams that you have, it's there. But you have to prepare yourself. You have to put in the work. And sometimes when you think about, man, I don't feel like sacrificing this weekend. I don't feel like sacrificing this. It's gonna cost you a little. But just be willing to take that time. Because here you are with so much potential. So much potential. But for whatever reason, you just don't want to take the time. You got to. Like, how many times have you said that it appears like something, or whatever it is that you might want to do, it appears like something you could do well. But then at the same time, you're like, man, am I really gifted in that area? Can I do it? I'm sure you can. You already know what the answer is. You already know what the answer is. You're working hard and you're not going nowhere because you don't have like this belief. You don't have that internal drive to actually get yourself focused where you're actually doing something that's gonna, whatever it is that you're seeking, you have to plan for, and then you have to work that plan. And so just because you're working hard doesn't mean you're gonna go somewhere, right? What are the things, what are the action steps that you're taking that aligns with whatever that gift is that's gonna manifest, that's gonna pay some dividends, instead of just being busy? I'm doing this, but you know, this right here seems hard, but I know I need to do this, but for whatever reason you're neglecting to do it. And so all of a sudden now you're just becoming frustrated and tired. Doesn't work like that. And sometimes people just quit before they actually break ground. Or they quit right when they're about to start seeing some kind of results, some kind of positive win. And so your commitment level is really predicated on instant success. You can't have that. Success is associated with, you know, that journey, and you're just enduring the process. You know, that you'll start having like that drive where you won't quit. And so now you become so disciplined in a process that you can't even stop if you wanted to. You know where you're working, you know what you're working for. And you can't let yourself down. So you begin to navigate through your own shiftless, crazy thinking attitudes and behaviors that held you back once before. All that stuff is non-existent now. Just go back to the scriptures. You know, the human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will establish. The human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. Just remember those scriptures sometimes when you're actually thinking about, wow, am I doing the right thing? And does this align with what God wants me to do? Just think about, like, how do you conduct yourself? What kind of habits are you implementing? You know, what goals do you have with the plan to achieve those goals? And are you a casual learner, or are you learning with the purpose to conquer and master? How you think will dictate and determine, you know, what you receive. And I know working hard plays a part in what we can achieve to be successful, but when we think about God and what He has provided with your gifts, your resources, and your ambitious spirit, why are you struggling to make it? Why haven't you achieved the things that God has waiting for you? You know, you're so busy being busy. No schedule to guide your life. You're trying to remember everything you must do instead of living by a schedule. So your life is out of order. There's no routine because you don't know what God wants. But here He says, just right here, He just reminded us, the human mind may devise many plans, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will be established. Part of the reason why is because we're not asking. We're not asking to be given, you know, some kind of direction or some kind of spiritual discernment that leads us down a path where we can actually, you know, find that personal fulfillment instead of just chasing the wind. That's one thing that so many people do. Instead of finding that personal fulfillment, you're just chasing the wind. We need to talk about that one day. So, man, we got to ask God. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. How? It just said it right there. How do you want to find God? How do you want to be in this position where you discover what it is that God really wants you to do? One thing I could definitely say is you have to be genuine when you're seeking, because He already knows your heart and mind, and it needs to be intentional without having some kind of ulterior motive. I know a lot of us want to be successful. I know a lot of people think about money, and I get it, because money is one of those things where it's a necessity to live. It's almost like oxygen, right? You need it to breathe. But we have to focus. That focus has to be on whatever God really wants you to do. It has to be on that. You know, love Him with all your heart. I guarantee He's going to open some doors. He's going to create some avenues for you to go down. And God says, when you do this, I will let you find me. I will let you find me. God did not say, you will find. He said, I will let you find me. I will let you find me. And so it's hard to continue to search for something or someone who is valuable, and you can't even find them. When you continue to search, though, When others doubt and you aren't finding, you are demonstrating how significant what you're searching for is. You know when you find it, whatever it is that you're searching for, it will bring you completeness. Here it is right here, my completeness. You can find it in him, because he's going to open up that door, and he's what completes us. And we know how to find it. He has the power of restoration, healing, driving certain people away from us, giving us that clear mental capacity to think and manage to navigate through the hardships. And so when we think about being prepared is being ready. And being ready is being in the position when you're called upon, you can actually move and take action. I'll never forget, there was one Sunday we were at church and the musicians are playing, and one of the musicians' wives, she was sitting, you know, amongst the people in the congregation. One of the ministers just called her up, and she went up there and she just started singing. Like she didn't miss a beat. She was already in sync. And that's part of being prepared when somebody calls upon you. So what kind of habits and systems and do you have in place? And are you willing to make the sacrifice to take the extra step, investing in yourself, having faith in yourself, knowing what God wants for you? I mean, he's already placed the dreams and desires in your heart, and it's inside of you. Communicate with them, work on your skills to master them. Associate with the people who elevate you and add value to other people, and share your gifts with the world. I mean, you have to get organized and stop wasting time on things that don't align with your vision and your plan. Like he says, I have prepared a table for you, but I want you to prepare for the table. What do you need to prepare yourself for? It's already yours, but you must take ownership of your destiny by aligning yourself with God and not being afraid to fail. And I like what my man Victor Vinico Johnson said, and you must take massive action and take your rightful place. Yes, you have to take that rightful place and take massive action to reach that personal fulfillment. God already says, I have prepared a table for you, but I want you to prepare for the table. There's going to be some things that you don't want to do, but you must do. You have to do it, and your life depends on it. You have to destroy your old self to become someone who you just think about a child who has so much freedom and luxury, just kind of think, do things that near and dear to their heart. You need to go back to that. You need to go back to that little child, man. You need to go back to that little child. Like it says, you have to destroy your old self to become someone who hasn't been. And that's scary for some people, because now you're breaking down some old habits and that complacency that was part of your current makeup and who you are, that has to be no longer existing. So don't allow your gifts and your talents to go untapped and be buried in a grave without that world experiencing the real you. And your table has been prepared, so you need to take ownership of it. Let's go. Why not you? Why not you? Just think about that. Why not you? Why can't you have that success? Prepare that table, because God has prepared a table for you. This is your host, D. Wells, and I'm signing out. And remember, we can't become what we need if we remain where we are. Yes, yes. Let's go.